Let the joyous news be spread. The wicked old witch at last is dead.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is evil witches are controlling the churches of America. I want to tell you, I went to this church, and to my surprise, the church to me seemed to be a very nice and good church, but one thing I sensed was witches. These are witches. They're in the church. They're controlling the church. And they are casting evil spells on people. And it's very interesting to me, when I go to church, I have to deal with witches. How many of you know today that witches are in your church? How many of you know today that witchcraft is real? And most of witchcraft occurs inside the church. And most of the influential and the perhaps the most persuasive witches are those that are in the church today. And yes, they have a measure of truth, and some have certain powers. Yes, witches were all in the Bible. Witches are in the church today. And I'm here to tell you that American churches are now being controlled by witches. For the Bible says, for rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. I want you guys to turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 28. And I want to read this with you. Samuel had died sometime earlier. Now remember, Samuel died, and the people from all over Israel was attending. Meanwhile, Samuel was trying to get rid of everyone who spoke with the spirits. And so what does Saul do? Remember, Samuel died. What does Saul do? Well, he reaches out to prophets. And then Saul, what does he do? He reaches out to other sorcerers, and he reaches out to everybody trying to understand what is going on, because God held the favor, his favor from Saul. So everywhere he looked, everywhere he turned, he was not hearing the voice of God. He contacted prophets. He contacted priests. He contacted everyone that, and he even prayed, and he no longer heard the voice of God. So what does Saul do in 1 Samuel 28? Well, he reaches out to a witch. And her name was the witch of Endor. And he says, hey, he disguises himself. He says, look, I know I'm about to die. The army's coming. My dreams are not working. The priests are not telling me anything. The prophets aren't telling me anything. I need some answers. I'm not sure what's going on. God doesn't seem to be speaking to me anymore. How many of you know today that you do not want to get in a situation where God no longer speaks to you? Just like Saul, God no longer spoke to him because of his spiritual pride. He thought he was doing everything right. But the favor of the Lord was no longer on Saul. The favor of the Lord was no longer on him. Even though that you thought you were running your church right and you thought that you were doing things right, but the favor of the Lord is no longer on you. I don't know about you today, but there's witches in the church today, and a lot of you churches that have not confronted these witches, you're about to be taken over. But I'm here to tell you today that Saul was trying to reach out to everyone. He wasn't dreaming any dreams. He didn't hear anything from the priest or the prophets. In every spiritual outlet that Saul seemed to be turning, he did not hear the voice of God. And the prophet Samuel, which died before all this happened. So what was Saul about to do? Well, he wanted to go to the witch of Endor, who could talk to the spirits of the dead. So Saul, he puts on these different clothing that so nobody could recognize him, and he creeps out. He didn't want anyone to know that he was the king. And so he reached out to a witch. And she was the witch. She was the witch of Endor. And what could she do? Well, she could conjure up the spirits. She should bring up the spirits. So Saul, who was in a desperate state, he knew that he was about to join the dead really soon. He wanted to bring up the ghost of Samuel. To bring up the ghost of Samuel. Yes. And so Saul and this witch, they came together, and she conjured up this evil demonic spirit, or She conjured up the spirits, the spirit of the dead, and so she conjured up the spirit of Samuel. And Samuel told him, well, God's favor is no longer on you. And Saul was very terrible because the Philistines were about to attack him. And he wanted to bring up, so he contacted the witch, and the witch conjured up the spirit of Samuel. And he basically said, look, could you do anything? Could you turn away my enemies here? And so, basically, Samuel, even in the spirit, in Samuel's ghost, said, look, God's favor is no longer on you. He's got another plan. God's favor is no longer on you. I don't know about you today, but witches are literally controlling the churches. And these churches are literally, it appears on the outside like they're doing the will of God, but literally they have allowed a demonic force, witches. I'm talking evil Jezebel witches, yes, and some that are conjuring up spirits like Samuel. Yes, and we need to be very, very careful of witchcraft that occurs inside the church today. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:23, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. Yes, Samuel spoke this to King Saul, and of course Samuel died, and then when the Philistines came to destroy King Saul, he contacted the witch of Endor, who conjured up the spirit of Samuel. But let me tell you what's really happening in the Church of America today, especially these evil churches, and they are demonic, and they are brainwashed. Spiritual pride is happening all throughout the churches today, and this is a form of witchcraft. Spiritual pride is a form of witchcraft, and also rebellion that comes from the women. You need to understand that God creates an order, but in the United States of America, what we have are Jezebel controlling witches in the church, and they are casting spells. Rebellion that comes from the women. Rebellion against their men. Rebellion against God's divine order only produces witchcraft. And preachers no longer want to preach against this. They do not want to address God's divine order in marriage. So when rebellion sets in the church, what you have is witches, witchcraft. So when women no longer want to submit underneath their men, or now because of our evil culture has taught them to be independent, what happens to most of these women? They become witches. And these same divinations, these same women, these witches like the witch of Endor, who was an Israelite woman. Now you need to understand, Endor, the witch of Endor was an Israelite woman. Now you need to understand that this witch was an Israelite. When you really understand that the Israelite means the church, she was a witch in the church that Saul contacted to conjure up Samuel from the dead. Oh, come on, somebody. There's witches in your church right now. They're trying to control your children. They're putting evil spells on the men and the women. So this rebellion against God's divine order, she's a woman, and she has the spirit of a witch. And she's in the church, and now she is putting spells on the pastor, and soon, if the preacher does not preach against it, he will be removed. This is very serious under the sun. But oh, come on, somebody. You need to understand this today, that there's witches in the church. And they are casting spells. So the Bible says in 1 Samuel 28:7, "Then said Saul unto his servant, Seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, Behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit, a witch. Yes, at Endor. She's an Israelite woman. And Saul contacted her to conjure up Samuel from the dead, the witch." Now, I go and I tell people, I said, hey, I went to your church and I even warned some preachers. I said, hey, there's witches in your church. And I get laughed at as if I'm crazy when I say there's witches in their church. They say, you're crazy. And I say, look, I'm not crazy. I know witchcraft when I see it. And I know who wants control of the church, and that are these witches. And they have moved into witchcraft. And they're evil. And they're very satanic. And some of these can summon up spirits from the dead. So, well, just like they did. Just like the witch of Endor summons the prophet Samuel's spirit up. I want to tell you today to be careful of witches in the church. And I know some of you say, what? What are you talking about? There's no witches in the church. What is Pastor Dean talking about? The witch is sitting right next to you in the pew. The witch is the one that's singing the song. The witch is right there playing the piano in front of your eyes. Then can't you see that witch? I'm sitting in your church and the witch is smiling at me. She portrays some power, but she's a witch. Did you notice that God said? There shall not be among you, that is God's people, anyone that maketh his sons or his daughters to pass through the fire, that useth divination or any observer of a time, or an enchanter or a witch in Deuteronomy 18:10. Did not God say that we should get rid of the witches? There were sorcerers in high political places and Babylon and Egypt and Nineveh, but the majority, but the majority of the scripture deals with witches among God's people in Israel and the church. Well, the witch of Endor, she was a witch of Israel. How many witches today are in America? What is happening to American women? I will tell you, the spirit of Jezebel has creeped upon them. And then that Jezebel spirit, first it starts with Jezebel. Well, she's a power and controlling woman, yes. And then Jezebel would fall in line to a witch. You will find witches leading the children of God astray inside the church, and that should not surprise you. The Bible says in Exodus 22:18 that his people should not suffer a witch to live. And for that reason, God was and still is adamant that his people should not suffer a witch to live, which means that preachers should preach against witchcraft. The spirit of Jezebel and witches now are controlling the churches. And you need to understand that we find that witches, what do? Well, they influence the course of events using conjuring. And who are these witches that are in the church, and what do they conjure? And how do they practice their magic arts? Yes, and what we have to do now We have to expose the witches in the church who are major influence among the church and the people and all the children everywhere. And if we can do this, we will have done a good work for our Lord and Jesus Christ. And some of you might ask, do witches have power? Well, yes, they do. Yes, they do. They do have power. And beyond that, witches can also tell the truth, and witches can also appear to be holy. They can also appear to be holy. In Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 1 through 5, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and that sign or wonder comes to pass, thereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth that you to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart or with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he had spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you up out of the house of bondage to thrust thee out of the way which the Lord thy God commanded thee to walk in. Listen, there's witches in the church today. And there's witches in our government today. We know that in 2016 a witch almost became president. We know that. I personally am convinced that God in His wisdom has put witches in the church to prove us. And quite frankly, He has found us wanting. You see, God's people have lost the ability to discern between good and evil. And if a prophet or a dreamer of dreams a dream, and it comes to pass, they not only embrace that man, but elevate him to a position of highest influence. And that is why we got Satan in the church today. They fail to see that these men are turning the church away from God's truth, and we are blind and drunk with the wine of spiritual fornication. I mean, I went to church and I was cast with the evil spell. I went to church and the women cast me with an evil spell. They always continue to try to run me out of the church. And it's just getting so evil. And then it seems like these preachers, they love these witches. It's almost like these witches have made them feel good. So they love their witches in the church. Oh man, we need Jesus and we need Him now. We have witches in the church and they're sitting on the front pew, they're playing the piano, and they're teaching the children. Look at Christian television. Any and every program. Oh, come on, somebody. And see if I'm not telling you the truth. Jesus has not sent them to do what they are doing today or to teach the doctrines that they're teaching today. Jesus did not send them. You know, some of these witches are also born again. What it does mean that if God has sent them, dear friends, to prove you, see if you have been persuaded with their teachings. Just to mention a few. Come and get saved, when in reality Jesus will bring us salvation with Him when He returns for the faithful. Accept Jesus as your Savior, the witches will say. When the truth is, we do not accept Jesus. He makes us acceptable to God by sanctifying us through His Spirit. Christianity is the body of Christ, when the truth is that Christianity is the pretender. The church is only those people in whom the Spirit of God dwells. And the only church Jesus will return for are those obeying and being led by it. Oh my gosh. There's witches in your church. There's witches in your church, man. And they got power. And just like Saul contacted the witch of Endor to conjure up the spirit of Samuel, that's what they're doing, man. That is what they're doing. And so in 2 Kings 9:22, and it came to pass when Jerome saw Jehu, and he said, "Is it peace, Jehu?" And he answered, "What peace, so long as the whoredoms of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcrafts are so many?" Here we have Jehu could not even, he was not even happy. There was no peace in Jehu's heart as long as Jezebel the witch and many of these women back in the Bible under King Ahab of Israel, once again, under Israel, Jezebel, she was a Zidonian by birth, but queen, the wife, and a ruler. Yes, she was also a witch. Oh, come on, somebody. Yes, she is not only a Jezebel whore, but she is also a witch. And she was rebellious against the Lord God. These rebellion women are rebellious against the institution of marriage. And what will happen to these women that do not honor their husbands, do not honor the institution of marriage? Come on, somebody. They will turn into witches. And yes, they will crave the highest position of our society. And they will do all they can to destroy families. Oh, come on, somebody. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21. "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred." Yes, witches are in the church today. Witches are in the church today, guys. They're everywhere if you have discerning eyes. What is happening with American women? Why are American women not women anymore? I will tell you, they are becoming witches. They are witches. And we need Dorothy to land the house on the witch so we can sing "Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead." Yes, we all in the church need to start singing "Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead." Ding dong, the witch is dead. Wake up, you sleepy head. Rub those eyes. Get out of bed. Ding dong, the witch is dead. But the truth of the matter is, the witch is very alive, and she's your neighbor. Witchcraft, delusions, vanities, lies. Merely because a witch, which is in the church, the witch, the way of the witch becomes an acceptable way of life among believers, much to her own destruction. Oh God, the church needs your spiritual power to free us from the witch. So there's a great concentration of witchcraft and sorcery on this planet. And most of it can be found in Christianity. Yes, which is the spiritual Babylon, but its judgment is not far from coming. Yes, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all of these. And the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall he hear no more at all of these. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived, and in her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints, and of all that were slain upon the earth. In Revelations 18:23 and 24, the great Babylonian whore who comes out of a sea. Yes, witchcraft and sorcery comes from rebellion, and these women now have rebelled against the institution of marriage. Yes, and oh my gosh, witches are in the church. I went to church, man. I didn't know. From the outside, I couldn't really tell. I could for some. But then, when the witches cast their evil spirits, you will know that witches are very alive and well. Yes, and they usually devour the men. And they are witches, and they are in the church. You know, God wants to set His people free from these witches that now control the church. What about you today? Have you gone to church and noticed that there's witches there? I'm here to tell you they are. There is witches there, man. And they are wanting to control you. They're wanting to control your church. They're wanting to control your community. And these evil witches are controlling the churches of America today. And I don't know about you, but when I went to church, I wanted to just sit there and not see witches. But as the more I went there, the more I knew that there's witches, like the witch of Endor, who could talk to the spirits of the dead. And these women are in this new age, and they are witches, man. Bringing up the dead, conjuring the dead. And yes, where is all these witches hiding? Well, they're hiding in your church. Where is Satan hiding? They're in the church. Who did Saul go through for help? Well, he went to the witch. Who did Dorothy go? To the witch. The sorcerer with the crystal ball. The wicked witch is dead. Yes, ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Why? Because Jesus is going to start opening up your eyes and you're going to start seeing witches more in your church. Jesus is going to start freeing you and realizing you that you're going to be like Jehu, who says, look, this whore Jezebel and her witchcrafts, there's so many, how can I have peace? You can never have peace until you start exposing the witches in your church. You can never have peace until the witches are gone. Until you expose the witches in your church. Yes, they are there and they're controlling your churches and they desire power and control like Jezebel. She is a witch. And where were the witches found, guys? Among God's people. And this is why we really need Jesus back in America. Yes, we do. This magic art. These witches in the church. And what do they want to conjure in the church? And why are they practicing their magic art in the church? Well, we need to expose this magic art and this influence over the children of the church. You will not be surprised the evil that is in the church today. You will not be surprised those that love the church more than people. You will not be surprised the pastors that love their church more than their own wives. This is the great demonic Satan. Lotta, you are a fool to think that Jesus is in your church. I'm telling you that Satan is there. Because the church has taken down Jesus and no longer preaches about Jesus. Yes, these kind of sorcerers, they were in Babylon. They're in our government. They were in Egypt and Nineveh in the Bible. They are in Washington, D.C. right now. But these witches, you will find a lot of them in the church today. Yes, and this is why we need Jesus back in our church. Preachers need to start exposing witchcraft. They need to start exposing these witches. We need to get the witches out of the church. Women need to start submitting more to their husbands. And yes, we need Jesus back in America. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
Let the joyous news be spread, the wicked old witch.